The life and legal wrangling over Terry Schiavo appears to be over. The Florida woman, in a persistent vegetative state, no longer has a feeding tube and is expected to die within weeks unless the feeding tube is reinserted. Robin Shapiro, director of Bioethics Center at the Medical College of Wisconsin, says the case illustrates how an important personal decision can become, in her words, a political football. She says the long legal battle could have been prevented with a living will or similar document.
Take advantage of these instruments, these advanced directives, to specify what treatment you might want or not under certain circumstances, and to designate a spokesperson for you when you lose the ability to speak for yourself. That's the lesson in all this, I think.
Wisconsin Right to Life has been active in the Schiavo case. Director Barbara Lyons says they urged members to contact Congress and Florida legislators to try and prevent the removal of Schiavo's feeding tube.
We would not want to see an animal die by starvation and dehydration. Yet here is this woman who is helpless, has a disability, and somehow or another our courts have ordered that this woman be starved to death.
The U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the Schiavo case, but similar cases of brain dead patients have been heard in state courts, including the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Justices said there should be clear evidence of a patient's wishes when deciding if a person should be kept alive or not. That evidence didn't necessarily have to be written down in a formal statement. But Right to Die supporters and opponents agree. Having something on paper can avoid a long legal battle if relatives disagree. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.